Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the first baseman, John McHale. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-0 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lehner. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Lehner steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dillinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0-for-1 in the game. McHale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McHale. The throw from Moss and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball towards right. Mullen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mullen. Berardino moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Neuhauser strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Neuhauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake bunts for a single. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo bunts towards first. Witt scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Lake moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a pop-up towards second. Berardino catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Berardino. Lake scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.